The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Well, here we go. It is 3:06 on the Central Coast on this Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. I'm Dave Congleton. Time for another edition of Hometown Radio. As we wait for the rain this week, I'm excited. I'm also excited because we're here all the way till 7 o'clock. I like this show. I think you're going to as well. Here's what we're serving up today. Later on this hour, Teresa Slobodnik checks in from Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo. Big show right around the corner. Gordon Mullen is just back from Israel, but it wasn't your typical vacation. Interesting experience. He'll tell some stories. Dan Shadwell at 5:05. Let's talk about Oath Keepers and anti-Semitics. And we'll call it Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Sandy Boo at 6:05 thinks we place too much emphasis on having a college degree. And guess what? More and more employers are saying the same thing. We'll hear from Sandy. We'll hear from you. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, who needs the World Cup when we have the 2022 World Parasurfing Championship starting up this weekend and running all next week, which means that Dana Cummings from AmpSurf is in studio. Dana, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Dave. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Now, we did this last year, and you must have done something right, because here we go again.
Yeah, we did a phenomenal job last year. Everybody from the International Surfing Association, all the athletes were super stoked to be here. They loved the wave. They loved the community, and they wanted to come back. And so we're really stoked to have them back here.
And when we say they're coming back, we have a lot of people coming to the Central Coast during the next week.
Yeah, we've got a lot of athletes from all over and support staff from all over the world. We've got 181 plus athletes. We've got 300 support staff, coaches, family members, all coming from 30 different countries here to compete.
All right, explain the championship, please. What is all this about?
Yeah, so every Olympic sport has a world championships or world games, and so just like every other sport, surfing has its world championships, and on the parasurf world, which is the Paralympic. Which stands for parallel, not paralyzed, we have the World Parasurfing Championships. And so all these athletes that are coming, they're representing their countries. They are not only competing for individual medals, but they're also competing for their country's overall medal. And they're all on the road to hopefully be in the Olympics in 2028 in L.A.
And rumor has it you're going to be competing. How are you going to find the time for this?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of juggling, but yeah, I'll go out there and have some fun with my teammates from Team USA and do my best, and hopefully we can bring back gold again like we did last year.
And there are people coming from all over just to attend and watch the competition.
Yeah, it's really amazing. We have people flying in from literally all over the world just to watch it. We've got volunteers coming in from all over the country. I spoke to a person in Hawaii today, someone in Maine today, a guy in Georgia. You know, all coming just to be a part of it, and just to volunteer and give of themselves to be a part of this big event.
And where is all this unfolding, Dana?
So this is all happening in Pismo Beach. It's going to start this Saturday, December 3rd, and run through December 11th, and we'll do our teardown on the 12th. But it's right there in the Pier Plaza and on the south side of the pier in Pismo Beach.
All right. And so, like this weekend, for example, it's a lot of setup.
Yeah, so we've actually been setting up since Monday, and then Saturday, we always open the event. We've been doing this event since 2015, and it's been down in La Jolla before here last year. We always open the event the day before with a Learn to Surf clinic for other people living with disabilities, veterans, and first responders. And then Sunday will be the opening ceremonies. We'll have a parade of nations. We've got local scouts that are going to be marching in the parade with all the teams, carrying their flags for them. And then first thing Monday morning, the heats will start at 7 a.m. and run through Sunday afternoon, the 11th.
Is the parade on the beach?
Parade's right along the boardwalk from Addie Street up to the Pier Plaza. It's a perfect spot to have that parade.
How competitive is this, Dana?
It's very.
I assume they take it very serious.
Yeah, it's taken very seriously. It's very competitive. I mean, these athletes are at the top of their sport. I mean, some of these folks, you would never even know that they have any type of condition. Like, I think of one guy, Aitor from Spain. He's completely blind. And if you saw him on a wave, you would never know that he was blind. The guy rips, and it's amazing to watch.
Is he the guy to come see?
He's the guy to come see.
Who are the superstars here?
Me, of course, Dave.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No,
I tour
from Spain. Roy Calderon from Costa Rica. JP Verundi from South Africa. Plata from Brazil. I mean, just these. I mean, like last year, the guy who won my division, Adi, I mean, he's ranked, I think, 7th in the world in longboarding and able-bodied. But he's his condition, his leg is like mine, is quite a bit shorter than it should be.
So what did it take for them to come to Pismo Beach? What did they have? How did they qualify?
Yeah, so all these athletes have to compete in their home countries in contests, and then they have to qualify. So they have to qualify for their national championships, and then they have to place at their national championships as well to be able to come. And then they still have to go through a vetting process to be able to make the team.
Traditionally, this is in La Jolla, but now 2 years in a row, it's up here. Is that a permanent change?
Well, we would love
too early to tell.
Well, it's probably too early to tell. We would love it to be a permanent change. You know, if LA 2028 announces that we're going to be in the Olympics that year, it'll get very, very competitive at the national level to host this event. We've been very fortunate where we've got great infrastructure here, great community behind it, and so this is an ideal spot for it. And even if they announce next year, we'll still bid on it. We'll still try to match where we can to get it here. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to put a lot into it to get a lot out of it. And so I think it's well worth it. I think the city of Pismo Beach and the community think so. So I'm hoping that we can bring it back. But it will get a lot more competitive next year if LA 2028 announces.
Well, and what are you hearing? What are the chances of parasurfing getting involved in the so-called traditional Olympics?
Yeah, it's looking really good for it, honestly. You know, every Olympic host community gets a huge amount of money. LA, I think they got $160 million to promote the sports in the area for the upcoming Olympics. And the idea of that is to create hometown heroes for each host country and host community. And so I know that LA 2028 is already spending that money on developing hometown heroes in parasurfing. So my thought process is they wouldn't be spending that money on developing those local athletes if they weren't intending to have it in the LA 2028 Olympics.
One more thing. Dana Cummings is with us. He's very busy. He's helping to organize and running the 2022 World Parasurfing Competition. It's going to be here in Pismo Beach. They're setting up this weekend. It's going to run throughout the week. What's the best website to find out more information, Dana?
Best website is the AMP Surf website, ampsurf.org. And you can also go to the International Surfing Association site. That's ISA.com or ISA.org. But, yeah, all the links, everything you can go through to ampsurf.org. It's ampsurf.org. And you can plug in through to everything. If you want to volunteer, we still need...
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we still need a lot of volunteers, especially during the weekdays. I think we've got a total of 700 something slots to fill. I know we're getting a lot of people right now, but we still need more volunteers. So if you can volunteer, especially during the week, we could really use you down there at the pier. We start every morning at 6 a.m. and we run through about 2:30, 3 o'clock each day.
So do you have to volunteer the entire time?
No, you can. So all those days and all the positions are broken out into 4 hour slots. And so you can, you know, if the morning works better for you, volunteer in the morning. If the afternoon works better, you can volunteer in the afternoon. If Tuesday is better or Wednesday, you can pick your day. You can pick your time slot.
And what do the volunteers mainly do, Dana?
So volunteers are just doing all sorts of amazing things. Anything from helping athletes transfer from a wheelchair onto their board and out to the water, doing water safety, helping out in the booths, helping the judges tabulate scores, helping the judges spot the athletes. Every heat, there's 4 to 6 athletes in the water, and so the judges might be watching one athlete, so they need someone to spot. You know, when they see another athlete, let the judges know to check the other athlete. And so there's all sorts of different jobs, from doing those things to helping maintain the athlete drop-off area parking space.
All right, we got plenty to talk about. Dana Cummings is here. Exciting news for Pismo Beach and the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. KVEC News Talk time is now 3:18. Just a little bit of local news as we continue on the show today. It's just been announced by the County Clerk Recorder's Election Office. No more votes will be counted until the day of certification, which is December 8th. They were supposed to count votes today, but as Vili explained yesterday, they're having some trouble over there. So now the clerk recorder is saying no more votes until December 8th. I have a feeling we'll be talking about that this week.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
On a more positive note, we are back with Dana Cummings from AmpSurf. Dana, for folks just tuning in, let's remind folks what happens starting Saturday.
Yeah, so starting Saturday, we're kicking off the 2022 Pismo Beach ISA World Parasurfing Championships. We've got about 400 people coming in from 30-plus countries to compete for individual medals and for national gold.
Let's bring in Ingrid Pierce into the conversation. We all know Ingrid, and she's also involved in the event this weekend. Hey, Ingrid.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hi, Ingrid.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be involved in the event again this year. It was my first experience of AmpSurf last year. Dana and I met through a Rotary Club we both belong to, and he said, come on down, and I said, okay. And I had no idea then that it would be life-changingly inspirational to watch these incredible athletes. There was a day when it was like 32 degrees when we arrived at 6 in the morning, and I had special gloves, and I thought I was fine, and it was cold. And we were all grumbling, and the athletes were like, hey, how's everybody doing? And off to do their competition, and they are beauty in motion, whether they're prone or standing or blind. There was a wonderful woman who nearly headed into the pier, and as a volunteer, I was so happy to hear that our water assist person just pushed her off, and everything went well, and that's why they're there.
Well, great stories here, Dana.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Great stories here, Dana.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My bad. Cue, Dana. Yeah, no, it's great. And so, and on that note, I mean, Ingrid, thank you so much for sharing that, because it really is a special event, and it's really amazing to see these athletes. And I, you know, we've been doing this next February will be 20 years of AmpSurf, and I really do believe that the volunteers get just as much, if not more, out of these, not only the contests, but the clinics and everything else, because you just can't help but walk away inspired by these athletes that come out, and they're just pushing themselves to the limit. They're not making any excuses. They're just, you know, whatever life has dealt them, they've dealt with it, and they're moving on, and they're not letting it define them. They're defining it, and it just really is inspiring. And I think, you know, if someone gets the opportunity to come out there and volunteer, they should do it, because it really will, it will change your outlook, it will change your perspective on life, and it just, I mean, I get inspired all the time, you know, and by these men and women that come out there. It's just absolutely amazing.
So Ingrid, what are you doing for the event this year?
Well, except for the 2 days that I go to my paid employment, I'll be there for double shifts every day. I'll be in the booth area helping with welcoming the athletes, welcoming the volunteers, and maybe helping out occasionally with merchandise. And I would just encourage people, if they're interested, Dana said you can link to volunteer information, which is on Eventbrite. But there's also a meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock down in the Pismo Pier, and that would be a great way to get information about it, and maybe sign up right there on your phone, because you can sign up for volunteering right on your phone in the moment.
So the meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Pismo Pier is for potential volunteers, Ingrid?
No, it's for volunteers.
Okay.
But if somebody is really interested, maybe they can call Dana first. But I would just encourage them to come and show their interest and come to the booth, even if it's during the week, because we can get them set up on Eventbrite by helping them set up on their phone.
Comment on that, Dana.
Yeah, no, I mean, so again, we need, you know, we've got 700 plus slots to fill for volunteers. And Ingrid, thank you. I think you're going to fill about 16 yourself. So God bless you for that. And that's the thing, too. A lot of times people will sign up for one slot and they'll come out and then they'll see what's going on. And they'll sign up for more. People can sign up all during the event as well for positions to help. And yeah, just come down and check it out. You will be so amazed and so impressed at what you see. And again, even if you can't volunteer, we totally understand it. It might not be for everybody. Come out and cheer these athletes
on. Come out and watch.
I mean, last year it was amazing. We had, I think they said 16,000 people a day in and off the pier down, because they got some kind of counter thing that counts the bodies back and forth on there.
16,000.
16,000 a day, people down there spectating and watching. And so that's a pretty amazing amount of people out there. And so we want to make that larger. I mean, this year's event is quite a bit larger. We've got another 50 plus athletes coming out this year. And, and I know some of these athletes that couldn't come last year because of COVID, you know, they're just chomping at the bit to show what they can do and be stars out there.
Dan, hit us with the website again if people want to know more information about the 2022 World Parasurfing Competition Championship.
If you want to find out more information, just go to ampsurf.org. It's right there at the top of the homepage. You can click on that. It'll take you to the event page. You can check out all the information. If you want to sign up and volunteer, there's a link right there to take you to Eventbrite. And you can plug yourself into all sorts of different positions to volunteer and be a part of it all.
What about a final awards ceremony?
So on Sunday the 11th, we'll have the finals. Will be that the rest of the finals will be that morning, and then that afternoon, probably between 12 and 1, we'll kick off the closing ceremonies, and that's when all the athletes that placed in the medals rounds will get their medals. That's when we'll crown the countries that had the overall highest scores. And then we'll send them all off back to their home nations, and that'll be another great event right there in the Pier Plaza, and we would love to fill that with as big a local crowd as ever. You know, on that note, I do want to say, so the ISA is the International Surfing Association. They're a governing body for the Olympics, and they do these events all over the world. They just got done doing the stand-up paddleboard championships in Puerto Rico last year. They said, and I believe them because I've been working with them for many years now, that our community was the best and had the biggest turnout anywhere they've ever been.
Yay.
And so it was just amazing to hear that from them and have them be so blown away at how great our community is. And I, you know, my hat's off to Pismo Beach and the entire Central Coast for showing the world how great of a community we have.
Hear, hear. Well, and I would imagine Pismo Beach is grateful because you're bringing attention and money to the city during the off season.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Is like, this is the slowest 2 weeks of the year for Pismo Beach area and the Central Coast at large. It's the, you know, right after Thanksgiving and before the Christmas ramp up, and most people are staying home, getting everything taken care of for Christmas. And so this infuses and brings in a lot of money to the community. I mean, we've got basically 400 people staying in hotels, Airbnbs, everything else. They're eating out every day. They're shopping. They're visiting. You know, they're not only are they, you know, doing the contest, but they're going wine tasting. They're going kayaking.
Yeah.
And so it's a really great thing for the community.
Ingrid, anything else you want to say as we wrap this up?
Just that it is worth your while, even if you have to travel a little up or down the coast, to get a feel for the energy, the excitement, the professionalism, and to see how able-bodied those living with disabilities can be.
You're here. All right, Ingrid, thanks for calling in. Keep up the good work. One last time with the website, please, Dana.
Yeah, you can check it all out at ampsurf.org. That's www.ampsurf.org. And we would love to see you come out there and either volunteer or just come down and support the athletes and cheer them on.
Everything you need to know is on the website, and this runs from December 3rd through the 12th. So whether you're a volunteer or an observer or just a supporter, it's all good. congratulations, Dana. Thanks for coming in and have a good event.
Awesome. Thanks.
And David, we wish you well in your competition.
Hoorah,
what's your event? What are you competing in?
So I compete in what's called the PS2. It's the below knee division. And so I'll be competing. I got 17 other guys I'm competing against, the men's below
knee division. You'll take them.
We're hoping.
All right. Thank you, sir. Off we go. Cheers. News, traffic, weather. More Hometown Radio straight ahead.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.